24-year-old James Egan Holmes, the man accused of killing 12 people and wounding 58 others in a Colorado movie theater last week, appeared in court today, his first court appearance, with his ankles and wrists shackled and his hair dyed red. Holmes stared vacantly ahead, showing no emotion as the judge ruled there was enough evidence to continue to hold him without bond. Holmes will be formally charged with multiple counts of murder and possible other charges next Monday, July 30th. It was the first court appearance for Holmes since he allegedly opened fire on an unsuspecting audience at a midnight showing of the latest Batman movie in what has been described as the worst mass shooting in the nation's history. Following today's hearing, Arapahoe County District Attorney Carol Chambers addressed reporters.
You saw what happened today in court. There was what's called a Rule 5 advisement, where the judge basically told the defendant what constitutional rights he can expect to have in this case. You heard the judge say that there was a probable cause determination. In Colorado, we do an initial probable cause determination to make sure that there's kind of an overview of the evidence so that the court knows that there's enough evidence to continue to hold the defendant. The defendant is being held without bond at this point in time. Eventually, there will be a preliminary hearing and a proof evident presumption great hearing, and we will ask the court to continue holding him without bond. So, are there any questions?
Do you?
I was in the courtroom. I'm Gary Peterson from CBS. I was part of the media that was actually in the courtroom, and I was struck by the fact that the defendant seemed to have no emotion, did not follow what was going on. I don't think I ever saw his head turn when conversations were being made. But is he on a medication or something, or is he aware? Can you tell us? Is there something that would affect his demeanor because he seemed to not even pay attention?
We would have no information about that. That is not something that would be shared with us.
As the district attorney here and a longtime prosecutor, from the outset, does this seem as though it is a slam dunk case, given the evidence you've amassed so far?
I would say there's no such thing as a slam dunk case. It is a case where we're still looking at the enormous amount of evidence, and we would never presume that it would be slam dunk. We will work very hard on this case to prosecute it just like we would any other case.
Carol, can you talk about what he's being held on, please? What he was arrested on, please? Can you tell us?
Carol, I'm aware that you may not be in office when the decision's made, but if it was your decision, would this be a death penalty case?
I don't think that that's a case that can be made in the abstract. There's so much that victims have to take into account, and victims will be impacted by that decision in an enormous way for years if the death penalty is sought. That's a very long process that impacts their lives for years. And so they will want to have, and we will want to get their input before we make any kind of a decision on that.
Ms. Chambers, can you please tell us, he was arraigned a first appearance today on the charges that he was arrested on. What is that charge or charges, please?
Well, he was not arraigned today. This was simply the first appearance, and the arraignment comes much further down the line. The charges on which the court found probable cause included first-degree murder.
Could federal law be applied to this case? Could there ultimately also be a federal trial?
Theoretically, that there are ways that could happen, but that's very speculative.
Ms. Chambers, do you anticipate an insanity defense?
I don't know that we're anticipating anything right now. I think we have to really look more at what information we're being given and sort it all out and then make some decisions.
Special precautions being taken to protect his safety in jail.
That's my understanding, that he is being held in isolation.
What was your reaction?
It was my first time seeing him, and it is important that we treat him as we would treat any other defendant coming into the criminal justice system.
And Carol, at what point, I know that you said you want to talk to the victims before you just determine whether or not to seek the death penalty, but can you give us an idea of like where in the process that comes and what we should be looking for?
It comes, the death penalty decision has to be made within 60 days of the arraignment.
Okay.
So it is months down the line still. But we will, over the course of those months, be talking with all of the victims, developing relationships just so that they know who we are and who they can talk to, and that will take some time in this case.
Arapahoe County, Colorado, District Attorney Carol Chambers speaking with reporters following the first court appearance for James Egan Holmes, the man accused of carrying out what some are now calling the Colorado Massacre. Again, formal charges are expected next Monday, the 30th of July.